From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Overlooking historic Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, live from NPR Studios, this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. News, information, West Virginia, Mountain Mama, Take Me Home, Country Roads. I'm Mike Pasca.
And I'm John Denver. No, I'm not. I'm Rachel Martin. It's Friday, May 9th, 2008, and we are going to talk about the upcoming primary in the great state of West Virginia. But before we do that,
you spied
something that got in your craw.
Where is the primary? May be the front page news of the Charleston Gazette and papers like that. The front page news of the New Light of Myanmar, which is the official government paper in the former Burma, where they've been hit with a terrible and devastating natural disaster, featured the Prime Minister, Thein Sein, handing over 20 television sets and 10 DVD players as part of his relief operation. He was handing them out in a region where there has been no electricity for days since the storm struck. I couldn't believe that as an example of message management.
Yeah, someone should get fired for that.
And when you get fired from the state-run newspaper, you really get fired, as in firing squad. Aside from our West Virginia chat, we'll also talk with Daniel Holloway, who's here with a roundup of weekend movies on the docket, Speed Racer, What Happens in Vegas, and a surf movie documentary.
Also, a new documentary follows China's answer to American Idol. The director of the film is here to talk about it. We'll also get the day's news headlines in just a minute, but first, tensions are high in Beirut, Lebanon, as after 3 days of gun battles, Hezbollah fighters have taken control of much of the city.
Heavy fighting in Beirut has left at least 11 dead and 20 wounded. Hezbollah fighters, who are Shiites, fought Sunni pro-government groups and have now taken over the Muslim area of the capital city. Earlier today, they attacked a pro-government TV station and forced it off the air.
Rania Masri of Raleigh, North Carolina, is a professor at Balamont University in Lebanon. She was caught in a high-rise apartment building near much of the fighting.
The shooting has been almost nonstop since 4 p.m. yesterday, almost nonstop. At most, there's 2 to 3 minutes of silence, and then there's gunfire. Personally, I'm unfamiliar with these sounds. People are hiding within their homes. They're staying away from the windows. Myself, I was on the 8th floor. I went down to the 6th floor, where it's a little bit safer. I've had friends who have spent the night in the bathtubs with their children. So people are trying to stay as much as they can into the interior of their homes.
The clashes began earlier this week when Lebanon's government declared Hezbollah's private military communications network illegal. Hezbollah's leaders say that the ruling amounted to a declaration of war against the group.
The violence marks an escalation in tensions that have been simmering in Lebanon for some time now. Many observers are drawing parallels to the civil war that gripped the country from 1975 to 1990. Yesterday in Washington, State Department spokesman Sean McCormick said the U.S. is monitoring the situation.
Certainly, as we are watching this unfold, it is a source of concern for us. I'm sure that it is even an even greater source of concern for the Lebanese people, who have once again seen their daily lives interrupted.
A National Security Council spokesman Gordon Jandro said of the violence, quote, Hezbollah needs to make a choice, be a terrorist organization or be a political party, but quit trying to be both. They need to stop their disruptive activities now.
Meanwhile, in Lebanon, Rayan Masri says people there are trying to stay optimistic in the face of the violence.
It's like there's an enforced sense of calm. That may not be realistic. What we do know is, so long as it remains in select neighborhoods in Beirut, then there is hope that it can be stopped through negotiation. So if it's going to die down, it will die down within the next few days or within the next week. If it does not die down within the week, then we are into a different stage of warfare.
You can go to NPR.org throughout the day for updates on this story. Now let's get some more of today's headlines with the BPP's Mark Garrison.